أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أمن يهديكم في ظلمات البر والبحر ومن يرسل الرياح بشرا بين يدي رحمته أإله مع الله تعالى الله عما يشركون. أمن يبدأ الخلق ثم يعيده ومن يرزقكم من السماء والأرض أإله مع الله قل هاتوا برهانكم إن كنتم صادقين قل لا يعلم من في السماوات والأرض الغيب إلا الله وما يشعرون أيان يبعثون صدق الله العظيم. Continuing with these ayat and verses in which Allah تبارك وتعالى speaks about His قدرت, His power, His might, Allah says أَمَّنْ يَهْدِيكُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. Then who is it that guides you in the darknesses of the earth and the seas? In that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala on the one hand gave us the perception of directions, that is the cardinal points, north, south, east and west. That knowledge also was given to us by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala at night, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala showed the guidance to those who have knowledge of the stars, how to seek the guidance, and that formation had taken place by the Qudrat and the power of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So hence all that is from Allah Rabbul Izzat, and even if it is through the compass, then that is also from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The magnetic force of the compass, all that has come from Allah Rabbul Izzat. There are times when you don't realize that all this is from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, but that direction also is a very, very great ni'mat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And we speak about the direction of our movements in this world. When we go to the direction of our deen and our iman and our direction towards Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, insofar as guidance and hidayat is concerned, then to a far greater extent that is from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So this is the point of realization that we need to come to, that if Allah Rabbul Izzat had not showed us directions, if Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala would have not made us aware of it, we would have not known how to travel on the surface of this earth. وَمَنْ يُرْسِلُ الْضِيَاحَ بُشْرًا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَحْمَتِهِ. And who is that being that sends the rain as a bringer of glad tidings before the rahmah of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala? Again, it is from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that wind is important, in that we know that seeds move, there is germination that takes place, and all that is a very great qudrat and a very great ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And that is all the doing of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Can any being, any power, any force, can technology and scientific discoveries bring about a great ni'mat of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, like that of a breeze, like that of a wind? There is no one that can do that. Ailahumma Allah. Is there any God? Is there any deity? Is there any power? Is there any force with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala? Can anyone be equated, or can anything be equated to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala? Can anything be equal to Allah? Can anything be equivalent to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala? Most certainly not. Ta'ala Allah. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is most far higher. Amma yushrikun. Than that which they associate as partners to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. أَمَّنْ يَبْدَأُ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُ. Then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala asks one last final question, that who has created the creation? In other words, initiated it, originated the creation. All that obviously is the doing of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that there was absolutely nothing, and from nothing Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created not only you and I, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had created the entire universe. And that shows, and that is the token of the Qudrat of Allah. It stands to reason that everything could have not come into being on its own, but with the Qudrat and the power of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. ثُمَّ يُعِيدُ. And then thereafter Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala recreates it, and that is also the great power of Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَمَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And who is that being that sustains you, that gives you your rosy from the skies and the earth? أَإِلَهُمْ مَعَ اللَّهِ. Can there be any God, any deity, any power, any might besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No, most certainly. When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created with it our sustenance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rabb. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the cherisher. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the nourisher, the sustainer. So all that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ailahumma Allah, qul hatu burhanakum in kuntum sadiqeen. Then bring your burhan, bring your proofs of your arguments. If you have any proof and arguments about the existence of any God besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in kuntum sadiqeen, if you are truthful in what you are saying. قُلْ لَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ الْغَيْبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Say, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that there is no being, there is no one that has any knowledge of whoever is in the skies and in the earth. Al-ghayb, of the unseen, illallah, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala concludes this with the great kudrat and the great knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has knowledge of the unseen. Man does not know what is beyond this life. Man does not have an idea of the life of the qabr. Obviously, without the Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the other Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam informing us, we do not have that knowledge that we will stand on top of the qabr, and even if we dig and we go down, we still do not have knowledge of these things like Munkar and Nakir. All that unseen, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself has the knowledge. وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ إِيَّانَ يُبْعَثُونَ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and they do not even have any knowledge about when they will be resurrected. That is all in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us a series of the kudrat of Allah, asking us, is there any God and any deity besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And we have to come to the natural conclusion then, that we do not have knowledge of the unseen, and we do not know when Qiyamah will come, but most certainly it is to come. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.